In our conversation, Whitehead says there's dramatically more need this year, and much of it is a different kind of need due to COVID-19.
To have people who have never been here, ever, they've never asked for help, and it's humbling. That's what we're here for, is when you do have those difficult times. They've still got medicines to buy, utilities to pay, just the spontaneity, of, especially with children, those needs that will always come before food. Food is typically the very last thing that a family will worry about. It's usually rent, medicine, utilities, and then food. So we're a good stopgap for that.
Are the numbers themselves up considerably from maybe, say, last Christmas season?
They are still at about 46% higher than we were last year at this time. So the need is still there.
And what does that translate to as far as this many people come to us on a regular basis?
I can tell you how many pounds that we distributed of food out into the community in November of 2019, and that was 823,000 pounds. This year, it was 1.5 million pounds.
That is dramatically more.
It is. And, you know, it's interesting, Kim, when you ask that question, you don't really get the full sense of it until you put a number to it, and then it resonates.
How are donations from the community doing this holiday season? Are they meeting the need?
We're close. It's not up dramatically. I would say it's even with last year. So, you know, considering how charitable Yuma is and has been throughout the pandemic, the biggest fear that we have is donor fatigue. Because when things go on indefinitely, it makes it really a challenge. But I will say it is humbling to know how many people in this community still give to us. When I say that, it's not that they're giving to us, they're giving through us. Because everything we receive goes right back out into the community. And it's not just the families. It's also to other nonprofits that we help support with food in the community. So you've got to keep the lights on. You've got to keep the people paid that you do have, the staff. So those cash donations are very significant, and we really appreciate you, all of you.
After the holiday season, I think the norm is for contributions and things to kind of dry up for a while, but unfortunately, the need is still there. How are you looking ahead to 2021?
We want to keep getting the message out that the need is always going to be there. It may not be to the extraordinary circumstances that we are struggling with right now, but it will always be a need. We just want to be able to have enough food to be able to serve the needs of our community.
The food bank recently received what Whitehead describes as a Christmas miracle about the Arizona National Guard. Guard members have been helping deal with food donations there through much of the pandemic. Their last day was set for December 4th, but an agreement between Governor Doug Ducey and President Donald Trump extended funding through the end of February. But volunteers are still needed at the food bank. If you can volunteer any amount of time or money, please call 928-343-1234. I'm Kim Johnson, KAWC News.